The man that receives the courtesy of all ladies, the man with a great job and happy family, the celebrity, the CEO, the man with finest body structure and six packs. In other words, if a man has a certain status, position, physical trait, or ability to communicate, then he becomes an alpha. Well, he may have certain traits of an alpha male, but if these traits are used to cover up an inner beta male, he is not necessarily an alpha. In other words, to be truly an alpha male, you need to have the self-confidence and belief that makes you one. There are all those traits within you. You just have to discover them and take them out of their latency. The perception that people have about you is alpha male. It may sound vague, but the truth is it. Most importantly, alpha originates from a strong mind, a mind that most people dream about accomplishing things. Arnold Schwarzenegger is not being seen having incredible muscle and copying. It's about finding your reason for doing so. Whatever you imagine doing, it's got to have a strong enough reason. That's why alpha has a strong sense of being whatever they want to be, and finding the reason for that. True alphas reputed to be strong. It's kind of like a bank account. Having a good reputation doesn't mean you have to agree with every Tom, every Dick, and every Harry. Reputation comes when you trust what you believe or what you value. Most importantly, there is the willingness to never comprehend the things you believe in, regardless of what people say. That goes hand in hand with being strong-minded. Look closely around you. You'll realize you've surrounded yourself with people letting you stay where you are. Here's the ultimate definition of an alpha male based on my research. The man with a strong mind, a strong reputation, and a strong network of friends supporting an alpha male. The first type is reserved for any animal that lives in the wild where it comes into play, like survival of the fittest kind. Kind of is used in this context because even within the wild kingdom of animals, there is a kind of unspoken code that they all abide by. This code is that aggression and violence that is expressed only when necessary. That is to say, when the need for food calls for it, or to defend oneself against a threat, or to defend one's territory. The exception to this rule, though, is the expression of male aggression and violence to determine who has the right to mate and or lead the group. Here, you will see that most of the alpha males are the younger, mature, larger and stronger males of any given family species. This holds true whether the animal is a carnivore, herbivore, or omnivore or not. To which the older, slower, weaker, and possibly slight mass loss because of aging is bumped out of the alpha position. The second type relates to the human animal that lives and interacts in modern society rather than in some prehistoric times. However, here we find that men are engaged in a fit contest. The definition of fit changes due to the lack of necessity for the constant literal struggle to fight for one's own food and possessions. Instead, it is possible to look at fittest in two distinct ways, that a man can simply add into society and be a fruitful member of his family, community, nation, etc., that a man has the assurance to dare to be who he really is, without folding or bending to others, without being too abrasive or overbearing about it. In other words, he claims his personal territory in all things, or is he constantly subjecting himself to those who invade such space without a fight? True trait of an alpha male: confidence. Confidence is the number one on this list, but the description given of what kind of trust reveals the stupidity and shallow mindset of the women seeking their confident man. Many associates are an asshole or cocky to be an expression of trust. This is far from the truth, though. Reason being is that both are a bully's tools for making yourself feel better about yourself, i.e. self-validation or validation by your peers. An asshole is a direct bully who desperately tries to convince everyone and himself around him that he's a hard guy or dominant.